The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
A few years ago, I visited the Shrine of the Virgin at San Juan de los Lagos in the state of Jalisco in Mexico. And I was astonished by how many people were there on an ordinary Saturday in January. It wasn't mass time. And yet the church was packed with people praying. And by looking at them, it was clear that they were really praying. I'm sure some were there to pray for a miracle. And others were there to fulfill a promise and thank God for favors received, as evidenced by thousands of votive offerings in the rooms off to the right side of the church. And still others had come, just like me, simply to pray, to spend time with our Lord and with His Blessed Mother. And these weren't just pious old women and priests and bishops. Most were young families, strong, hard-working young fathers with their equally hard-working wives and children. None of my three guidebooks to Mexico even mentioned San Juan de los Lagos. The crowds pressing in on every side were not tourists. They had come to listen to the Lord and to pray. In today's gospel, we have the same thing. The crowds were pressing in on Jesus to listen to the word of God. There were so many that in order to get a little space, he got into a boat, put out a short distance from the shore, and continued to teach the crowds from the boat. And notice which boat he got into. The one belonging to Simon Peter, on whom he will one day found the church. And then he does something highly symbolic that so astonished Peter, James, and John that they left everything to follow Jesus. You know, they were fishermen. Probably, as was usual in those days, not so much by choice as by inheritance. Tools of the trade passed automatically from father to son to grandson, each generation teaching the next. Fishing was their heritage and their job, but it was not their vocation. A vocation is always a response to a call from God. In today's gospel, we have their vocation story. Jesus has them lower their nets for a catch. They protest. They've been at it all night, the good time to catch fish, and have caught nothing. And now here they are, exhausted after fishing all night and short on sleep after listening to Jesus all day. And he wants them to lower their nets in daylight when fish are more difficult to catch. And they catch so many fish, their nets begin to tear. And their boats are about to sink. Crowds of fish pressing in on them, like the crowds pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God. And the crowds pressing in to pray to God at San Juan de los Lagos. Jesus tells them, from now on, you will be catching men. That is their vocation. This same Jesus is present with us here today. And each one of us has a vocation too, a role to play in God's ongoing work of salvation, for which he empowers us and will empower you by means of the sacrament of confirmation. He gives you the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit for this purpose: wisdom, understanding, right judgment, and knowledge to discover what he wants you to do, both short term in the events of each day and long-term, your vocation in life. And then next, he gives you reverence and fear of the Lord to enable you to say yes to his will each day and every day for your entire life. And then finally, the courage to act on what you are now beginning to discover. Even if initially without complete clarity, but you're beginning to discover God's call in your life. In today's gospel, that's what Peter, James, and John do. They leave their inheritance, they leave their job, abandon their boats, tools of their trade, their livelihood, even their families. They leave everything behind that is familiar and secure to follow Jesus. A man who they've just met, who makes them no promises, about whom they don't yet know much, but in whom they know they have heard a call from God. And you know what? God continues to call us today.